protesters Renee Good and Alex Pretty. Colbert ends his show tonight with a surprise guest, Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We are also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Lots of frequencies all around the state. Visit our website where we're streaming 24 hours a day. That's at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we will find out why the U.S. Department of Education has decided to hire hundreds of new workers. You may remember just a little while ago when they were firing everybody. So we will talk about that. Then, coming up at 3:44, keeping musical instruments in good repair can be expensive, especially for high school bands. But a K-State program is helping rural schools keep their bands sounding top-notch.
We have a lot of rental instruments and a small budget for repairs. So when they're coming out to do that, that's just fantastic.
Coming up, a unique instrument repair program in Kansas. Matthew Algio will tell us all about it, coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
We do have a 50% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the mid-50s, a 70% chance of showers tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Emporia. It is 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Stop in, get caught up on all the latest national and international and regional news with Layla Fottle, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
News headlines coming your way in just about 30 seconds. It's 64 degrees in Topeka, and it is 3:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Johnson County school districts have taken the first step toward potentially suing the state of Kansas over special education funding. Jody Fortino reports.
Kansas hasn't met the 92% threshold to fund the extra cost per student for special education for 15 years. Blue Valley Schools, the DeSoto School District, Olathe Public Schools, and the Shawnee Mission School District say they spent more than $119 million last school year to cover the state's shortfall. The school districts say the chronic underfunding is pushing them to, quote, a financial breaking point, and that teachers, students, and staff pay the price. The districts formed a coalition to pursue legal representation to consider suing the state. I'm Jody Fortino.
College enrollment in Kansas is rebounding after declines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall enrollment at the state's public colleges dipped by about 23,000 in the early years of the pandemic. But since 2024, that trend appears to be reversing. Elaine Frisby is Vice President of Finance and Administration for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says enrollment is still down compared to the state's peak enrollment year in 2012.
We are down 10.7% from that time, but we have been making an upswing since the pandemic.
Fewer Kansans are enrolling in college than 10 years ago, but the state is recruiting more students from out of state than ever. Technical colleges have seen the most enrollment growth in the past decade, reflecting the state's focus on career and technical education. The nonprofit Environmental Working Group says testing has shown elevated nitrate levels in thousands of public water supplies. That includes communities like Great Bend and Newton. The nitrate levels mostly fall within the federal limit, but the nonprofit says studies suggest even legal levels may cause colorectal cancer. Here's researcher Ann Schechinger.
Here in the Midwest and the Great Plains, we really have a lot of agriculture. And nitrate in drinking water really comes from fertilizer or animal manure that is applied to farm fields and then runs off those fields.
Nitrate can also come from wastewater plants and septic tanks. The nonprofit wants the federal government to complete a review of health studies and then consider tightening the legal limit. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Musicians have a special connection with the instruments they play. Some call their instruments an extension of themselves, maybe a confidant or a second voice. So keeping those instruments in good repair is absolutely essential. That can be tough, especially for high school music programs. Instrument repairs are often costly, but a Kansas State University program is helping rural high schools keep their bands sounding good. As part of a new KPR series called Rural Kansas Rising, Tech, Talent, and Tomorrow's Jobs, KPR's Matthew Algio reports.
In Clay Center, Kansas, I'm Matthew Algio.
Our series, Rural Kansas Rising, Tech, Talent, and Tomorrow's Jobs, is made possible with support from the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Office of Rural Prosperity. If you'd like to hear that story again, learn more about this series, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers develop science-based solutions to conserve and manage water resources. More information at k-state.edu.
You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, the president's anti-weaponization fund could be used to give money to January 6th rioters. This is coming over the objections of those who actually defended the Capitol.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would you pay people who attacked the police?
Officers who were injured that day are now trying to stop these potential payouts. We'll tell you all about it coming up on KPR. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Foundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Stephen Colbert hosts the final episode of The Late Show. Reactions to the end of one of the highest-rated late-night talk shows on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, after you stay up for The Late Show. Morning edition, getting you caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. Coming up in about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. At 4:36, Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick's willingness to buck Donald Trump has gotten the president's attention.
He likes voting against Trump. You know what happens with that? It doesn't work out well.
Fitzpatrick will tell us about his efforts to derail Trump's so-called anti-weaponization fund. Coming up here on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
We encourage you to join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola. Featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. It's free, and it's at the Lawrence Public Library Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Emporia. The time is 4:20.
And that's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition tomorrow. Your hosts, Layla Fottle, Steve Inskeep, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 35 seconds. 64 degrees in Topeka, 63 in Manhattan. It is 4:30.
Listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Johnson County school districts have now taken the first step toward potentially suing the state of Kansas over special education funding. Jody Fortino reports.
Kansas hasn't met the 92% threshold to fund the extra cost per student for special education for 15 years. Blue Valley Schools, the DeSoto School District, Olathe Public Schools, and the Shawnee Mission School District say they spent more than $119 million last school year to cover the state's shortfall. The school districts say the chronic underfunding is pushing them to, quote, a financial breaking point, and that teachers, students, and staff pay the price. The districts formed a coalition to pursue legal representation to consider suing the state. I'm Jody Fortino.
Recent data indicates fewer Kansas high school students are prepared for college than they were 10 years ago. The report looked at scores on the ACT exam, which aims to measure college readiness in English, reading, math, and science. In the past decade, the percentage of students reaching benchmarks in all four subjects has dropped by nearly half. Proficiency in each individual subject has also dropped by at least 15 percentage points. Since 2019, the state has paid for all high schoolers to take the ACT once. That means more students take the exam. That could contribute to the decline in overall proficiency rates. The latest U.S. Census data for Kansas shows larger cities like Leawood, Overland Park, and Wichita experienced steady population growth over the past 3 years. The majority of rural counties have decreased in population. Jaron Saint-Ange is the co-director for the Kansas Population Center.
But part of that has to do with domestic out-migration where people have just left. And Kansas as a whole has not done that well with domestic migration, where we have more people typically leaving the state than coming into the state.
Saint-Ange also attributes the rural population loss to aging communities. The city of Lawrence was a notable outlier. It was the only larger city in the state to see a slight population loss. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s. We have a 70% chance of rain tomorrow, highs in the lower 70s. This is KPR, and it's 435.
This week's Retro Cocktail Hour has songs by Dinah Washington and Bobby Darin and the new exotic sounds of the Martini Kings. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, congressional Republicans hoped to pass a bill to fund ICE for 3 years by the end of this week, but that plan has faltered. It all stems from disagreements with the president. We'll talk about it coming up at 4:06. At 4:01, we'll have an update of news headlines. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Sally's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. Show begins 7:30 p.m. Friday, May 29th. Tickets at MacellesOnline.com.
50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers, mostly in the morning, slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, with a low in the mid-50s.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado. Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Atchison, 64 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5.
Stephen Colbert hosts the final episode of The Late Show. Reactions to the end of one of the highest rated late night talk shows on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in approximately 60 seconds. It's 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Moan, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. Reporting light rain and 63 degrees in Emporia. It is 5:06.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. News headlines are coming up in approximately 12 minutes. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, keeping musical instruments in good repair can be expensive, especially for high school bands. But a K-State program is helping rural schools keep their bands sounding top-notch.
We have a lot of rental instruments and a small budget for repairs. So when they're coming out to do that, that's just fantastic.
We will learn all about a unique instrument repair program in Kansas as we kick off a new series. Comes with some support from the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Office of Rural Prosperity, this new series called Rural Kansas Rising. You're here for the inaugural coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. There's a 70% chance of showers tomorrow morning, a smaller chance of showers and storms tomorrow afternoon. Highs will reach the lower 70s.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Topeka, cloudy skies all around. The time is 5:20, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
As one of the highest rated American late night talk shows comes to an end on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
We have a 50% chance of showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s, 70% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s. News headlines coming up next. It's 5:30.
From the Department of Homeland Security applies to U.S. citizens, nationals, and permanent residents who have been in the affected countries in the past 3 weeks. Travelers without U.S. passports who have passed through those countries are not allowed into the U.S. per a Title 42 order issued Monday by the CDC.
That's Ping Wong. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. 4 Johnson County school districts have taken the first step toward potentially suing the state of Kansas over special education funding. Jody Fortino reports.
Kansas hasn't met the 92% threshold to fund the extra cost per student for special education for 15 years. Blue Valley Schools, the DeSoto School District, Olathe Public Schools, and the Shawnee Mission School District say they spent more than $119 million last school year to cover the state's shortfall. The school districts say the chronic underfunding is pushing them to, quote, a financial breaking point, and that teachers, students, and staff pay the price. The districts formed a coalition to pursue legal representation to consider suing the state. I'm Jody Fortino.
College enrollment in Kansas is rebounding after declines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall enrollment at the state's public colleges dipped by about 23,000 in the early years of the pandemic. But since 2024, that trend appears to be reversing. Elaine Frisby is Vice President of Finance and Administration for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says enrollment is still down compared to the state's peak enrollment year back in 2012.
We are down 10.7% from that time, but we have been making an upswing since the pandemic.
Fewer Kansans are enrolling in college than 10 years ago, but the state is recruiting more students from out of state than ever. Technical colleges have seen the most enrollment growth in the past decade, reflecting the state's focus on career and technical education. The nonprofit Environmental Working Group says testing has shown elevated nitrate levels in thousands of public water supplies. That includes communities like Great Bend and Newton. The nitrate levels mostly fall within the federal limit, but the nonprofit says studies suggest even legal levels may cause colorectal cancer. Here's researcher Ann Schechinger.
Here in the Midwest and the Great Plains, we really have a lot of agriculture. And nitrate in drinking water really comes from fertilizer or animal manure that is applied to farm fields and then runs off those fields.
Nitrate can also come from wastewater plants and septic tanks. The nonprofit wants the federal government to complete a review of health studies and then consider tightening the legal limit. You're listening to KPR. It's 5:35.
I'm Steve Walsh in Norfolk, Virginia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Musicians have a special connection with the instruments they play. Some call their instruments an extension of themselves, a confidant, a second voice. So keeping those instruments in good repair is absolutely essential. But that can be tough, especially for high school music programs. Instrument repairs are often costly. But a Kansas State University program is helping rural high schools keep their bands sounding good as part of a brand new KPR series called Rural Kansas Rising, Tech, Talent, and Tomorrow's Jobs. KPR's Matthew Algio reports.
He's been really great for our band.
In fact, Austin says he's even considering taking up instrument repair himself. In Clay Center, Kansas, I'm Matthew Algio.
Our series, Rural Kansas Rising, Tech, Talent, and Tomorrow's Jobs, is made possible with support from the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Office of Rural Prosperity. To find out more about the series or to hear that story again, even share it with a friend, you can do that at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to your inbox. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We are closing in on 6 o'clock at 6:01. We'll have an update of news headlines. Then the president's anti-weaponization fund could be used to give money to those who rioted on January 6th. This is coming over the objections of some of those people who defended the Capitol at the time.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would you pay people who attacked the police?
Officers who were injured that day are trying to stop the potential payouts. We'll tell you all about it coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
More meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Stephen Colbert hosts the final episode of The Late Show. Reactions to the end of one of the highest-rated late-night talk shows on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. Stop by, get caught up on the latest national, international, and regional news. Morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.